Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online. Recording artist Jermaine Paul is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love affair with music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. After I heard his single, Next to You, I invited him to come on the program, and we're going to talk about the new single, as well as let you guys know how you can stay in contact with Jermaine and get the single for yourselves. Jermaine, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How's it going, man? Thanks for having me, Cyrus. I'm ecstatic to be talking with everybody today.
Well, look, we appreciate you taking out the time. We know you have a lot going on. Congratulations, first of all, on the new single, Next to You. As I said, we'll be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. But, you know, Jermaine, a lot of people got to know you, of course, from the hit show on NBC, The Voice. But you are an individual that has always loved music and been able to share that. What has it been like for you to see, though, the way that people have continually responded to your music?
Man, you know, it is such a blessing, man. At the end of the day, I get goosebumps just thinking about all the support. I feel extra special, man, and it just makes me just want to put out really good music at the end of the day for the listeners,
right,
man. Very gratifying, and you know, at the end of the day, I just want to create something that everybody's gonna love.
Exactly. You know, it's funny that you should say that, Jermaine, because one of the things when I wrote my review actually for the single Next to You for Examiner.com, I said that you're able to speak to the ladies in the way that they want to be spoken to, but you're able to speak it, you know, from the fellas' perspective, saying the words that we sometimes want to say and don't always know. Do you think that's part of the gift, being able to not only be able to say things that you know that is going to resonate with your audience, but also to be able to do it in a way that others can kind of make it their own?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, man, because that's something I had to learn throughout the years. It wasn't something that was I always had, you know. Definitely something I had to learn, and you know, just with time, and honestly, I learned more with, you know, just being an R&B singer and being married and having a wife, and trying to find new ways to make her happy and to keep her smiling. It definitely helped with the songwriting. So if I'm doing that for fellas, man, you know, I'm just happy. I'm happy I'm able to do that. If I'm doing that for the ladies and if I'm doing that for the fellas, it's exactly what, you know, what I want to do.
Right, exactly. Well, you're doing that, and you're doing it through singles like Next to You. You also, of course, are being able to enjoy the live performances. We know that there are places for people to be able to go to be able to see you later on this month. We're going to share that information with our listeners as well. But I want to go back a little bit, Jermaine, because I think, you know, with your story, I mean, it definitely has its own beginning. When did you realize the power of music? Because I think that's what really has helped you to stand out, is that not only that you sing, but you realize the power that can come from that voice. When did you first realize that for yourself?
You know, honestly, I would have to say as a kid, just growing up in church, and, you know, I grew up in a Pentecostal church where there was a whole lot of singing, a whole lot of, you know, praising God, and it really showed me at a young age just the power of music, the power of song, more so the spirituality part of it as a kid, but later on just, you know, just being able to connect with the feelings and the heart of the listener. That's definitely something that played a part for me.
Well, it's definitely something now that people are able to enjoy, Jermaine, and I think that is what is really coming through, that passion that you have for it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Jermaine Paul. He's making his first appearance on our program today, talking to us not only about the love of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. You reference, of course, being a husband. You also, for those who are staying in contact with you online, Jermaine, you talk a lot even about what it's been like for you to be a father. How has your child, how has your son really inspired you along this journey as you've been going forward?
Oh, man, you know, I always say I want to make music that my kids can sing in the car, you know, and I feel comfortable with it. You know, there's nothing like that music. That's what I call timeless music. That's the music that, you know, it seems to never go away. It never gets old. It's always a good feeling when you hear it. You know, it gives that good feeling, that good positive sound. And I just want to be an advocate of that. You know, if I could carry that torch wherever it may take me, that's what I want to do. And I made that up a long time ago. I made that up in my mind. And I was able to, you know, of course, I was able to work with Alicia earlier in my career, and watch her kind of follow that path also. So it was just a blessing to be around her and just more so cultivate my own sound and cultivate my own music.
Exactly. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, being with Alicia Keys, because you have, you know, been able to work with amazing people. But now, Jermaine, you are that example for other people as to what's possible for them. Has that been an easy adjustment, or is it just something that you realize would come as your star continued to rise, that people would look at you now as an example as you have looked at other artists?
You know, honestly, I'm still having a tough time with that. You know, I'm still – it's still awkward for me, you know, to kind of recognize that I am carrying that responsibility and I do have it. So with that, you know, with that, I just try to be 100% true to myself and, you know, and make sure that I'm not doing anything that I'm going to regret later on. You know, my kids and my family and, you know, my spirituality kind of helps me with that. So, if I'm able to help somebody or inspire other people, you know, that's a blessing. That's part of the job. Actually, I feel like it's probably one of the most gratifying part of the job, you know. And I don't consider it what I do a job, but I do consider it a responsibility. So, you know, it definitely is rewarding when you know, I have, you know, little kids come up to me and say, you know, I want to sing, and, you know, what can I do to get better? And, you know, it's definitely rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of what has happened is along the way, not only are people inspired by you, but you definitely have your fans that love to stay in contact with you. You had literally tens of thousands of them through Facebook and Twitter and other means online. You know, have you kind of gotten used to that aspect of it, of not only having a fan base, but knowing that with everything that you put out there, that you have people that are curious as to not only what you're up to, but also what you're going to be serving up for them next?
Yeah, you know, that is definitely a big part of it. You know, making sure that I'm speaking to those people, and I'm giving them something that they want to hear.
Right.
So yeah, you know, definitely that has really played a part on my music and my sound, and then also, you know, the way I'm communicating online, it's amazing to see how many likes I get when I say I'm going to my son's basketball game, you know? And it has nothing to do with music, but it's my everyday. It honestly is a big part of what I do, if not, you know, the biggest part, you know?
Right. Wow.
So,
well, I think that in...
Yeah, that's always gratifying to see.
No, I'm just going to say I'm sure that your fans also appreciate that interaction, Jermaine. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jermaine Paul is joining us today. We're talking to him not only about his own journey through music, but what it's been like for him to take that journey along with all of you. The new single is Next to You. We're going to be hearing it here in just a moment and letting you guys know how you can get it for yourselves. Before we get into that, I referenced earlier about not only are you able to put out music, Jermaine, but then you're able to be a part of these live performances. This month, even, you know, you have been a part of these, including even this week and going on into later on in July. Talk to us about that experience. I know it's one thing to be in the studio, but what is it like for you to be up on that stage, to be able to kind of give, you know, the audience that, you know, that live feeling through music, but then to feel that energy coming back at you? Can you kind of tell us what that's like for you?
Oh, man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I pinch myself all the time, you know, just just because of it, you know, just to make sure that it's really happening.
Right.
You know, it is so gratifying and it makes me feel like, again, like I'm doing something right, and I don't plan on in any way changing, you know, my heart of hearts, my music, my sound, you know. It might not be the most popular thing going on right now, but at the same time, it feels really good to bring it, you know.
Right.
Especially that, you know, you don't have too many guys that are standing flat-footed and singing, you know, good songs. So I'm hoping that, you know, the people will continue to like it and support it, and I, you know, I can keep putting out good music, you know.
Right. Well, that is definitely what you're doing with the new single next year. We're going to be getting that ready here in just a moment. You know, I think this song is really the epitome of kind of the dance that I was talking about earlier, Jermaine, of being able to say the words that the ladies want to hear, and then, of course, to be able to be the man that they expect. You know, talk to us about this song and kind of what you hoped. I kind of mentioned earlier what I got from it. What did you hope when people heard the song that they would take away from it?
Honestly, yeah, I was thinking of just what I was talking about, man. You know, I wrote that song, you know, dropping my wife at work on the way home. She was looking so good, and I just wanted to just let her know how I was feeling, you know, to watch her look that good and the fact she was walking the other way. You know, she was going to work, you know.
Right, right.
And, you know, and then also the beat, you know, DR Period, who produced the record, you know, he's such a guru when it comes to just a good, you know, two-step, man. And when he showed me it, I was automatic. It was automatic for me. I knew it was just a good feel good, you know, step song where, you know, I you know, you kind of feel like you're just walking into a nice, nice spot, you know, a nice little grown and sexy spot to cut a rug. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad that that feeling is kind of is what the people are getting out of it, too, because that was my intention.
Gotcha. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here is Jermaine Paul's newest single, Next to You. We'll be right back with our conversation with the man himself right after this.
To get next to you. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get next to you. We kiss in public places, in front of a wondering face. They want to know just how we do. Yeah. Like a child on Christmas Eve, anticipation's killing me. I can't wait to have you to myself.
Oh,
That was Jermaine Paul with Next to You right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online. We're actually joined by the man himself. Jermaine is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him as he's been able to share that with the world. I referenced earlier, of course, you being the winner of Season 2 of The Voice. Jermaine, I didn't talk a lot about that during this segment because, to be honest with you, I think there's so much more to you than just what you've been able to do on that show. I do want to talk to you, though, about success, because people will look at that. They'll look at your win there and say, you know, that is it. That is making it, being able to win, to have that platform. As you've been able to go throughout this journey of music and going throughout your career, how has your idea of success changed over the years? Hello, Jermaine, can you hear us? Hello, Jermaine, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to be having a slight technical issue bringing Jermaine back in from the break. We're going to try to get that fixed real quick for you guys. One of the things that sometimes happens with live radio. Jeff, do we have him? Try it again for me. Hello, Jermaine, can you hear us? Okay, we did seem to have lost our connection with Jermaine. We're sorry about that. One of the things that sometimes happens here, especially with us connecting with the online side of our program, we've been talking to Jermaine Paul, though, today, not only about his success that he's been able to have as an artist, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people have responded to him as an artist as well. That single that you guys heard here next to you is available right now wherever you buy your music online, either, of course, through iTunes, or, of course, our partner here is Amazon.com. But make sure you guys are getting the single and also being able to support the music as it's going along. I think we may have him back now. Hello, Jermaine. Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can, yes.
Yeah, I called you from another phone.
Okay.
I heard you the whole time. I guess there was an issue or something.
Okay, all right. Well, would you like to let us know how your idea of success has changed over the years, Jermaine?
Oh, man, totally. What I started to say was, I've heard so many different stereotypes on what, you know, an R&B singer is supposed to be, or what his life is supposed to be like. I've heard, you know, I'm an R&B singer. What would I ever be doing? Married? What would I ever be doing with a family? You know, what would I ever be doing with kids? I'm an R&B singer. You know. Whereas for me, it's always been the opposite. You know, I always had a family. You know, from the time I was 20 years old, and as far as success goes, my success has always been contingent to my children's success and to my family's success and how we're doing as a family. So, you know, it's not just the norm for me. It's not just the typical my record's on Billboard and now I'm good. For me, it's always been a little bit different. My idea of success is it has slowly changed, but at the same time, it's pretty close to what it's always been. And you know, as a young person, maybe I didn't know exactly what that was. But as an adult, I definitely know. You know, my success is contingent on my family and my children. You know how they're doing and how we're doing. And the music is definitely a big part. But it takes a very a very strong second to my family.
Gotcha. And you know what? That's how it should be. Family always first. And, you know, I'm sure your fans will appreciate that and understand that, Jermaine. Again, everyone, Jermaine Paul has been our guest. Jermaine, man, I really appreciate the time today. It's been great speaking with you. For our listeners to be able to stay in contact with you, it's www.cjasmusic.com is where you guys can go. Again, that's cjasmusic.com. Also, Jermaine is on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you guys look him up there on Twitter. It's at Jermaine Paul. And then, of course, you can check him out at Jermaine Paul on Facebook as well. Jermaine, looking forward to staying in contact with you, man. It goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Awesome, man. You guys keep an eye out for my new single coming out at the end of July called Teach Me. I have a feeling you guys are going to really love it.
All right, Teach Me. We'll definitely be looking for that and add it to our collection, Jermaine. Hope you have a great weekend, man, and continued blessings to you.
Thanks, Cyrus. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. We actually tagged Jermaine on both Facebook and Twitter, so you can find his handles on our pages as well. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.